side, and B is on the other side, it's considered that the mustard is the mazik, because that causes, like the other one's bees comes and eats up, takes some taste of the mustard, it gets a sharp taste in his mouth, and now he goes back to the bees and he eats up all the honey. So that's called your chardol is doing the mazik. Therefore you have to be marchik, you have to take your chardol and remove it, put it backwards. However, if Yossi holds no, that true, the chardol is a mazik, but he holds that the worm is also a mazik. The bees are coming and eating up my mustard, therefore who tells me to move, you should move. Now, the E, Deloy Somich, if you want to tell me now that according to Rava, you're not allowed to be there first, nobody can bring his things there first. If so, how do you have the case of Chardol and the bees? Both of them have to go away, Gimel Tvachim. So Moran says, Omara Popel Gambolakeach. We're talking about here that first the same owner owned the mustard and owned the bees. And he had them one next to another. And then he sold the bees to somebody else. So therefore now it's a question, who has to be marchik, who has to move away? Who's called the mazik? The Morius Ibul Akeche, we're talking about now that somebody bought it, so my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason then of the Rabbanan? Why do they say that the Chardol has to move away? Why? Why they call the mazik? When he put it there, the heter. To Yoid, my time with Rav Yossi. What's the reason of Rav Yossi then? How come he says, like, you can't tell me to move, you move? If so, afilu mishra v'yirokanami, say the same svar by mishra and yiroka. Why tell me to move, you should move? So Moran says, Omar Ravino's, the machlekes is like this. Cause sabri rabbonin svar is, al hamazik l'achakas atzmoi. Anytime there's a mazik in Hilcha Shechenim, if you're doing damage to your neighbor, you have to remove the mazik. That's the pshat in the Rabbonin. Therefore the Rabbonin say the Chardol has to move away, and that's why the Mishra has to move away. So where's the question is so mechlal to Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Allah nizik lachet esasme. The Avimina is that the bees is, that the Chardol is be mazik the bees, and not the opposite way. So how come Rabbi Yossi says the bees have to move away also? So you have to say Rabbi Yossi holds Allah nizik lachet esasme. It's not only the mazik that has to move away, it's the nizik. Like I have a right to say to you, like I'm working in my own rishus, you can't stop me from doing what I want. If in my rishus it does damage to you, so you move away. For at the Gemara, Allah nizik, if the svara from Rabbi Yossi is that the nizik has to move away, then afilu mishra v'yarkanami, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi argue even by the mishra and the yarka? The Tanakham says the Bala Mishra, the one that has the flax soaking, that's soaking his flax, he has to move back. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi say, no, you don't have to move back. If you're doing damage to the other one, let the other one move away. Smor says, true. L'yoylem really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi nami ala mazik svirle. Maybe Rabbi Yossi also holds that the mazik is the one that has to move away and not the nizik. V'ochi komaluhu, Rabbi Yossi the Rabbonin. This is what Rabbi Yossi is saying to the Rabbonin. That I'll tell you, Tainach Mishra V'yarka, Tahani Maski Hani, Tahani Le Maski Hani, I understand you are locha by Mishra and Yarka. If somebody's growing vegetables, then the other one, the neighbor right next door, wants to soak his flax, since soaking your flax ruins the vegetables, you have no right to do it. But Elo Chardol Udvarim, but in the case when one person is growing mustard seeds, and right next door the neighbor is growing, is having bees there, making honey, so, Tavayu maski adodi. Rabbi Yossi is tying it back to Rabbanan is, why do you say the chardol is the mazik? No, they're both being mazik one another. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan svar is no, devorim lechardori loy maski lei. They hold no, that when the bees first come and eat up a little bit of the mustard, is not doing any damage. Because ibebinta, if you want to say it's coming to eat up the gar and the mustard seeds, that would ruin it. Loy mishkachas lei, no, the bees can't find it. Since the seed is inside the shibolim, the stalks, the bees can't get to it. Ibatar, for the only thing is that the bees will eat up the outside leaf of the mustard, and again, because of that, there'll be a strong taste in the bee's mouth. It'll want to come and eat up all the honey. But I'll tell you, hodipari, the rabbanon hold that that's not called a mazik, because the leaves will grow back again. So comes out, that's the machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi holds no, that since the bees are coming now and eating up the mustard leaves, they're called a mazik also. Therefore Rabbi Yossi says, how can you tell the Baal HaChardol to move back? No, tell the Baal HaBees to move back. But the Rabbanan hold no, that the chardl is the mazik, that's causing the bees to have a strong taste to eat up the honey, but the bees are not being mazik to chardl. The Gemara says now, the sov Rav Yosi ala mazik lachas asasma is the truth that Rav Yosi holds, where there's a mazik and a nizik. The mazik has to move back. I've got now we learned like this. Even though the boar was there first, still then you planted your tree, lo yikots. Still, the Baal Ilum does not have to cut down his tree, even though he planted it within 25 amas to the boundary. That's Rav Yosi Svara. No, I'm allowed to plant in my own rishus, even though by me planting now my tree, the shroshim, the roots will go and do damage to you. But so what? You can't stop me since I'm doing it in my own rishus. If you don't like it, so you move. So here you see Rav Yosi holds that we do not make the mazik move, but rather if the nizik doesn't like it, he has to move. So Mora says true. Elulu yorlim Rav Yosi al hanizik. Svirulei. Really, Rav Yosi always holds that the mazik, in these type of mazikim, with so many hilchos nischeshenim, it's not really a mazik. You're not doing damage by yadayim. Havad, it's only a groma benizokin, but it's only a sfer being, it's a hilchos shenim. In such a case, Rav Yosi tak holds the mazik does not have to move. If the nizik doesn't like it, the one that's being receiving the damage, he has to move. Therefore, he holds you're allowed to plant your tree within 25 amas, even though the roots grow out and ruin the other person's bor like. So what? You have to move back, not me. So what's pshat over here then? I'll tell you, ulu devrayim the rabbonin komalu. Here, Rabbi Yosi is talking back to the rabbonin like this. Libdi di, according to me, ala nizik lach esatzmoi, via filu mishra